So, my warm greetings to all of you here. And it is often considered in Buddhism to be a happy occasion for a community of practitioners to come together, to be on retreat, to meditate together for even for a half an hour like we are. It's an unusual phenomena, and even more so these days that so many people can join together through the miracle of electronics. And it turns out that happiness is a really key component of Buddhist practice, that you wouldn't get the impression that this is the case if you went up to someone who knew a little bit about Buddhism and ask them, what is the core central tenet belief of Buddhism, teachings of Buddhism? And they might have heard about the Four Noble Truths, and they immediately rattle off there's suffering, the cause of suffering, the cessation of suffering, and these eight things you got to do to get to bring to the cessation of suffering. And just hearing the word suffering, for some people, it can be a little bit discouraging, thinking that this is the central teachings of a whole religion. Is, you know, you would like to have something more obviously uplifting, perhaps. But those teachings on the Four Noble Truths represent the deep insights that bring happiness, a very deep and profound happiness, and that the practices for realizing that and the consequence of realizing that are really intertwined or integral with our capacity for well-being and for happiness. Human beings have many of us have a big bias, negativity bias, it's now called these days. And our preoccupations may keep us distracted. Our distractions distract us from what is going well here and now. And to have the courage to be with what is going well, the courage to allow yourself to be happy, even joyful, sometimes it takes courage. It's a lot of messages we have that it's not okay. But the reason to focus on well-being in practice of Buddhism is so we can address suffering. It's not an avoidance of it or denial of it. It's to create a foundation upon which we can effectively take an honest and deep look at it without being troubled or overwhelmed or discouraged by at our ability to really penetrate deeply into the nature of suffering. And so these two go together then. Cultivating some degree of happiness, discovering how to avail ourselves of it, to have the courage to be happy, so that we can more effectively look at suffering. So for this meditation, I don't know if we can sit directly with well-being, but maybe as you sit here and participate with your imagination, with your what you choose to focus on and think about, perhaps there can be a little priority given to those thoughts, those feelings, those imaginings that evoke a sense of well-being for you, a sense of happiness. Not to deny the challenges you live with, but because of the challenges you live with, as a gift to yourself so you can be with those challenges in an effective way. So sitting upright, and upright can be lying down also, because upright also has a metaphorical meaning of sitting with some intentionality and with dedication for an honest meeting of ourselves, an honest being present for our experience. And to close your eyes and perhaps you can first begin by recognizing the place in which you're sitting, meditating. Maybe there's easy to look around and see things that are wrong about this. But perhaps you can look around and see what is right. Maybe you're warm enough, safe enough to meditate. Maybe you're sheltered from some way or other from the cold and the wind and the elements in a nice way, maybe with maybe it's nice if you're sitting in a place where it's quiet and for these minutes unlikely to get a phone call or someone coming to talk to you or want something from you. And then coming into your body. And what is going well right now, being here with your body, even if your body has challenges? What is going well that allows you to be here, to meditate in this posture that you have? And as you sit here in your body, what pleasant sensations are there in your body? What sensations might exist that are satisfying or nurturing or even enjoyable to feel? Perhaps you can feel places where the temperature of your body feels nice, even if some places don't. Perhaps some of your muscles are a little bit soft and relaxed feelings. Perhaps feeling the groundedness of your body against your chair or your cushion. There's something satisfying about being rooted and grounded. Perhaps there are tinglings and vibrations in the body, sensations of the flow of blood or become aware of what feels comfortable and nice in your body. And then with those feelings of pleasantness or comfort, take a few long, slow, deep breaths as if your breathing expands out into those feelings of well-being. Into the physical sensations that might have some degree of pleasantness or enjoyability in them, breathing through it and into it, breathing through with it. And if there is discomfort in the body that you feel as well, some people will feel a sense of rightness or even satisfaction in an honest awareness of that, of an awareness, a mindfulness that makes room for it and opens up around it rather than gets constricted by it. And letting your breathing return to normal. Perhaps somewhere in your breathing, it could be a little corner someplace. Can you notice if there's anything pleasant or enjoyable about breathing? And if there is, maybe it could be the end of the out-breath or the smooth letting go of exhaling. Some smoothness that happens with the inhale. Or it's kind of a miracle to be aware, to be able to notice anything. And perhaps there can be some happy amazement, the recognition that to be sitting here practicing mindfulness is in fact to be aware. Capacity to know or to be aware. That can be independent of our challenges and our sufferings, what is uncomfortable. There is somewhere in the field of awareness, of knowing, there can be some sense of peace, spaciousness, even a happiness. The happiness of being aware. And then bringing together the goodness of awareness with the goodness of breathing. Allowing breathing to come into the miracle of awareness. letting the thinking mind become quieter. So you have more attention, awareness for your breathing. The more we think, the more crowded our awareness is. The quieter our thinking becomes, the more space there is to be aware. And then ever so slightly, maybe if it's comfortable, bring up the corners of your lips, the outer corners, to make a little half smile. And with whatever joy or delight that brings, let that infuse how you're aware of your breathing, how you receive breathing. Perhaps a delightful quieting, delightful quiet absorption into breathing, just breathing. noticing if you're thinking in ways which are not conducive to happiness. If that's the case, maybe you're better off being here in your body, mindful of breathing, feeling whatever pleasure, however subtle, there might be of breathing mindfully. as we come to the end of this sitting, I'd like to first evoke the idea that clinging tight to things, closing down to the world around us, is a source of continued suffering. Releasing things and giving things to others and opening to the world is a source of happiness. And this is expressed at the end of a sitting by offering to the world the merit and good fortune that's come from doing meditation practice. That somehow having an open heart and a generous heart to extend ourselves and our good fortune in a generous way to be of support to the welfare and happiness of others. To wish and ideally to enact the extension of our benefit in practicing outward into the welfare and happiness of all beings, and especially those who we will encounter today. May it be that whatever sense of goodness, happiness, calmness, patience, self-understanding we have from our practice, may we consider how we can use that as a foundation to leave the world a better place at the end of today. May it be that all beings experience a taste of happiness. May all beings drink the nectar of joy and delight. May all beings find the deep contentment and happiness of safety. May all beings experience the great happiness of a liberated heart. May all beings share in happiness and love and mutual care.